Job Creators Network runs small businesses too big to fail at amid coronavirus. By Kyle Morris on March 13, 2020. Job Creators Network, JCN, ran a full-page ad in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and the New York Post on Friday with the message, "Small business is too big to fail." The ad serves as a message to small business owners that JCN is here to fight for you and will be with you through this crisis and beyond. The advertisement also lists three key policy measures which JCN has placed focus on to mitigate the financial consequences and uncertainty of this coronavirus crisis. An online press release from JCN noted those policy measures. Expedited small business loans that can be processed quickly and easily, so you can meet payroll and cover other bills. Federally funded unemployment benefits to provide your workers with a safety net in case of furloughs. A payroll tax holiday for employers with fewer than 100 employees to reduce your cost of employment and avoid layoffs. As our nation works together to fight through the health and economic impact of the coronavirus, Congress needs to step up the focus on small business, said JCN President and CEO Alfredo Ortiz. Small business is the engine of the American economy and is too big to fail. The president understands this, and now it is up to Congress to act immediately. Even cancel its recess next week if necessary. And get to work passing a series of policy solutions that will help small businesses fight off this pandemic, Ortiz continued. Congress needs to pass a payroll tax holiday for small businesses with 100 or fewer employees that will help both workers and employers. Ortiz also called on members of Congress to put down their partisan swords and work in a more bipartisan effort. Members of Congress need to put down their partisan swords and work to pass these initiatives immediately to maintain the financial health of small businesses and their employees, Ortiz added. We have done this in the past in a bipartisan effort. This time should be no exception. The American people deserve no less. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.